behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Carroll, the priests, the sisters and seminarians and brothers, I wish you all a very blessed and happy Easter. The epistle for Holy Saturday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then you shall appear with him in glory. In the Holy Gospel, it is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. And then the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, the ceremonies of Holy Saturday, or the Vigil of Easter, are among the oldest ceremonies of the Church. In fact, in the ancient Church, the ceremonies began very late on Saturday evening and lasted throughout the night until dawn of Easter Sunday, when Mass was then offered. And thus, there was no vigil Mass of Easter on Saturday in the ancient Church, but only the ceremonies during the night. It was during the night as well that the ancient practice of administering the sacrament of baptism on adult converts usually took place. This was done for centuries until the Church began the practice of beginning the ceremonies in the early afternoon and evening of Holy Saturday, and afterwards having a vigil Mass. But in the Middle Ages, the Church, in her wisdom and prudence, again moved the ceremonies and the vigil Mass to the morning of Holy Saturday. And thus, we observe and celebrate the ceremonies of Holy Saturday here at our chapel unchanged, as the Church has observed and celebrated them for centuries. And among these beautiful ceremonies are the blessing of the new fire outside the church, the procession into the darkened church, and the blessing and lighting of the paschal candle here in the sanctuary, the reading of the 12 prophecies at the altar, the singing of the litany of the saints, and finally the offering of the first Mass of Easter. I would like to speak to you in particular about the ceremony of the blessing of the new fire and the paschal candle. For it is by these ceremonies that the Church reenacts, as it were, the resurrection of Christ. The unlit paschal candle in the darkened church symbolizes the dead body of Christ in the dark tomb. And as there were five great wounds in the body of Christ, there are five holes in the candle. As our Lord's body was without life, so the candle is without fire. As his body awaited the resurrection in the dark tomb, so the paschal candle waits in the darkened church to be lit. But before it is lit, five grains of incense are placed in its five holes. And these five grains of incense were blessed outside. They were blessed after the fire was blessed. The fire symbolizes the divine person of Christ joined to his created human soul, while the sweet-smelling incense symbolizes the love with which Christ received the nails into his hands and feet and the lance into his sacred heart for us. And as our Lord Jesus Christ entered the dark tomb on Easter Sunday morning, so we entered the darkened church in procession, bearing the fire that is symbolic of him. The darkened church thus stands for the dark tomb. The fire stands for Christ. The candle for his dead body and the five holes for his five wounds. And into the five holes of the paschal candle, the five pieces of blessed incense are placed. But my dear friends, the incense also stands for something very significant. It stands for the love of St. Mary Magdalene and the other holy women who went to the tomb on Easter Sunday morning to anoint the dead body of Christ. And on account of their courage and their love for Christ, God chose them, and in particular, St. Mary Magdalene, to be the first to proclaim the resurrection of Christ. Thus, on Easter Sunday morning, the angel who proclaimed the resurrection to them sent St. Mary Magdalene to preach Christ's resurrection to Peter and the apostles. And the church takes note of this today. This is symbolized by the fact that the deacon enters the church with the holy fire and incense. The deacon enters the church carrying a three-pronged candle called a reed. You notice it has a stem and three candles. It too is unlit as the procession begins. One of the servers, however, carries a lit lantern containing the new fire blessed outside. The blessed fire symbolizes the divine person of Christ. The deacon symbolizes St. Mary Magdalene. And as the procession moves into the darkened church, the darkness begins to be dissipated as the darkness of the tomb was dissipated on Easter Sunday morning. The darkness is dissipated by the fire and light from the candle in the lantern. And step by step, the procession moves into the church and then stops three times. At each stop, something is said and something is done. It is the same thing each time. The deacon stops and sings the words, Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi means the light of Christ. When the deacon says, Lumen Christi, the choir responds, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. Then one of the three prongs of the reed is lit from the candle in the lantern, which was itself lit, as I mentioned, from the fire that was blessed outside. The procession continues and stops again. Lumen Christi is now sung louder. And again another candle of the reed is lit. Finally, it happens a third time. And in this, my dear friends, we see represented the threefold enlightenment. The threefold enlightenment of the tomb, the apostles, and the world. But I must tell you, there is more symbolism in the reed and the candles. The base of the reed represents the sacred humanity of Christ. The three candles represent the three persons of the Holy Trinity. And so it is that the Blessed Trinity, the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, that there are three divine persons in one God, is revealed only by the sacred humanity of Christ. And thus the three candles lit represent this revelation to the whole world. The procession then proceeds to the sanctuary, and there the blessing of the paschal candle takes place. And now, my dear people, the focus is entirely on Christ and his love for us. The paschal candle, before it is lit, symbolizes, as I already noted, the dead body of Christ lying in the tomb on a cold slab of stone. And the blessing begins. It begins with the chanting of the Exultet, by which hymn the story of man's fall from grace and God's love for him is recounted. The Exultet speaks of the wondrous night of our Lord's resurrection and of his victory over death. This is the night, it says, in which, destroying the chains of death, Christ arose victorious from the grave. After the Exultet, the blessing continues with the chanting of a preface, during which the paschal candle is blessed by placing the five grains of incense into it. The paschal candle is then lit from the new fire. And when it is lit, my dear friends, it represents the very moment of Christ's resurrection. It thus represents the risen Christ. Once the paschal candle is lit, the other candles in the church are lit from it. The burning paschal candle, as was mentioned, represents the risen Christ, while the other candles in the church are symbols of us. And thus we receive the light of faith from the light of Christ. Just as we receive the fire of divine love from the fire that burns in his most sacred heart. The church begins then. She begins celebrating and proclaiming the resurrection today, Holy Saturday, by this ceremony and by the words in today's gospel, "He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see where the Lord was laid." It is as if, my dear people, the church cannot wait. She cannot wait till the morning of Easter Sunday to begin to express her joy in her risen Lord and Savior. She is so filled with expectation and anticipation that she begins on Holy Saturday morning the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And for almost 2,000 years now, the church has proclaimed his resurrection, even as Catholic people have found their strength and consolation in the risen Christ. There is a true story that I would like to share with you that occurred in the former Soviet Union about 75 years ago. For years following the 1917 Russian Revolution, tens of millions of people were put to death by the atheistic communist rulers of the Soviet Union. And among these were numerous Ukrainian Catholic bishops, priests, and people. Many were put to death, while many others were imprisoned. During their imprisonment, they were often interrogated, they were tortured, and they were starved. But although their bodies, as it were broken by the brutal tactics and cruel treatment of the atheists and communists, still their faith and confidence in Christ were unbroken. And their love for him burned all the brighter. It was on one particular Holy Saturday evening that a certain man had arranged with a few priests whose cells were close to his that late in the evening, despite their sufferings and misery, they would be joyous that night, and they would celebrate, as much as circumstances permitted, the resurrection of Christ. And this they would do by singing a venerable Ukrainian Catholic hymn called Christos Voskres. Christos Voskres in English means Christ is risen. In fact, my dear people, it was customary for hundreds and hundreds of years in the Ukraine and in numerous European nations and cultures that on Easter Sunday up until Ascension Thursday to greet people with the words Christos Voskres, Christ is risen. And the one greeted would respond, Voistinu Voskres. That is, indeed, he is risen. But so it was in the stillness of that Holy Saturday night that the priests and that man began singing, Christos Voskres, Christ is risen. And in an instant, to the surprise and the dismay of the guards, the entire cell block erupted into joyous singing. They sang so loud that the imprisoned above them and beneath them joined in, until virtually this entire prison in the Soviet Union was engulfed in strains of the hymn, Christ is risen. My dear friends, though we may not be imprisoned, though we may not be starved and tortured, still we have our crosses, we have our sufferings, we have our pains and sicknesses. We all have our daily struggles, which at times we all must admit we do exaggerate. But still, there are times when such things can be truly overwhelming. But despite all these things and more, how we must be ever mindful that we have our Lord Jesus Christ, and how we must be ever mindful of how much He loves us, how much He loves each and every one of us here. He is our loving Lord and our most merciful God. He is our good Savior. He is our gentle King. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. And He is risen. And the risen Christ is our strength. The risen Christ is our comfort. The risen Christ is our consolation in the midst of our sufferings and sorrows that we all must bear. Just as He was for those imprisoned and tortured Ukrainian Catholic priests and people. And my dear friends, if we persevere in believing in Him and truly loving Him by keeping His commandments, by living our lives in the state of sanctifying grace, and by patiently and uncomplainingly suffering our crosses, our sorrows, our difficulties for love of Him, then one day we too shall rise in our own glorious resurrection to be forever in heaven with Him and Mary, our most holy and immaculate Mother. God bless you, and may you have a happy and holy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.